Crypto Cards Roundup, April 15th, MetaMask adds, Solana, Jupiter confirms EU launch, Ledger ships wallet 4.0, a busy week across the board. MetaMask quietly shipped one of the bigger card updates of the year by adding Solana to its MasterCard. Jupiter dropped what EU and UK users have been waiting months for, and Ledger pushed a full app overhaul that goes well beyond the card. MetaMask card now works with Solana. MetaMask announced that Solana is now live on MetaMask card across the US. Users can spend Solana USDC anywhere MasterCard is accepted. This is a meaningful expansion. MetaMask card launched as an Ethereum and L2 card. Adding Solana means the card now taps into a chain where stablecoin supply recently crossed $15 billion and active addresses have doubled since late 2025. For the growing number of users who hold USDC on Solana rather than Ethereum, the card just went from interesting but wrong chain to actually usable. Jupiter confirms EU, UK, and Switzerland launch. Jupiter posted a short one, EU, Switzerland, and UK flags followed by end of May. That is three markets where Jupiter Global has been absent, while competitors like Gnosis Pay and Bleep built out European coverage. Jupiter's 4% base cashback, up to 10% with referral tiers, and zero annual fee made it one of the strongest free cards globally, but only for users outside Europe. End of May changes that. No details yet on which issuer handles European cards or whether the 1% FX fee on Rain-issued cards will apply. We will update the Jupiter product page when terms are confirmed. Ledger ships, Wallet 4.0, and new nano colors. Ledger launched the Ledger Wallet 4.0 app alongside three new Nano Gen 5 colors. The app update includes native swaps across OKX, 1-inch, Near Intense, and more. This is broader than the card, but it matters for Ledger CL card holders. Native swaps inside the wallet mean users can rebalance between assets and load their card balance without leaving the Ledger app. The fewer steps between I hold this token and I can spend it, the more a crypto card gets used. Tria goes live on Aptos. Tria announced the Aptos integration is live on its global trading engine. 500,000 plus users across 150 plus countries can now deposit, trade, and withdraw on Aptos through Tria. For Tria card users, this adds another chain to the self-custodial spending pipeline. Tria also teased something coming that changes how you trade perps forever. Fully on-chain, fully self-custodial. Avicii rolls out. 5% category, cashback. Avicii is letting users pick a spending category and earn 5% cashback on it. AI tools, travel, food and dining, subscriptions, or shopping. That is a different approach from the flat rate cards that dominate the market. Category selection means power users can route their highest spend category through Avicii and use a different card for everything else. At 5% on a chosen category, it slots into a multi-card rotation well. Avicii also previewed Avicii Grow, a real-time yield feature on SOL deposits. Still in test flight. Cast drops Founders Card 2.0. Cast announced Founders Card 2.0 with lifetime membership, exclusive VIP event access, and Visa Infinite benefits. Cast also pushed a 4% back and move campaign on all purchases and continued the Pengu card theme with Pay with Pengu. Cast keeps finding ways to make the card feel like a community product rather than just a payment tool. The Founders Card and Pengu branding create engagement loops that most card issuers do not attempt. Coca teases 3.0, Coca teases Coca 3.0 as a new way to move, grow, and protect your money. Details are thin so far. Coca told users to join the Telegram for the full announcement. We will cover the specifics once the feature set is confirmed. Re.Pay brings QR payments to Vietnam. Re.Pay launched instant QR payments in Vietnam, letting users pay with stablecoins at local merchants for coffee, groceries, and daily essentials. Vietnam recently licensed its first domestic crypto exchanges, and Re.Pay entering with QR payments positions it ahead of competitors in a market ranked among the top five globally for crypto adoption. Quick Hits Bybit teased 3 million users, 3 wishes granted, with something big is coming for the Bybit card. Gnosis Pay pitched builders. Launching your card program can be this simple. One API call for card issuance. Nexo announced a partnership with the Argentine Football Association ahead of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Cypher shipped a full UI overhaul. We didn't add features. We removed friction. XPlace rolled out compensation for Drift-affected users, membership upgrades with lifetime extensions and doubled XP holdings. Colo said it has paid over $6,000 to creators in 6 months. Wirex launched a salary in crypto feature with 5% back on verified salary payments. Bitpanda launched Fusion, a refined trading interface for advanced users,